No, please don't wait till after the warm-up. Warm-ups are important.
Thank you. All right, sync work.
All right, that should open things up a little bit. Support from here. So. Ready? Sing.
It's the note before the high note that you plant, get that nice and dark, and then just go up and down. And it, we have a great sound. Here we go. Ready?
Here.
Breath goes down. A little bit softer, but it's the same idea. In excelsis Deo. And then Gloria, right? And those are all loud until we get to in excelsis Deo. Again, which is on measure 32. Then we go back down to mezzo piano and we get loud again, and then we come back down on Deo. Okay? Let's try it. Top of page 2. Measure 16.
Gloria, Gloria. Gloria, Gloria. In excelsis Deo. In excelsis Deo.
Gloria, be happy about it. Gloria, okay? And use the gla, it helps. Gloria. And make sure the gla happens before the beat. Right? Gloria. And the re, gloria. Okay, everybody say it.
Gloria.
Excellent. That's what you want to do. Gloria in excel. We get the shell, it goes back down again. And then it gets back bigger again at 43. We start a crescendo into seas, into day, and then we come back down on 47. Back down. Okay? I don't want to go to nothing. Just we're making some contrast here. Okay? So let's go top of page 3, measure 28. Gloria. 1, 2.
Gloria. Thank you.
Everybody say that. Ready? Speak it. Ready? One, two.
Gloria in excelsis Deo.
Yeah, just like that. Now when you sing it, do the same thing. So let's go from bottom of five. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, let's go from measure 59. Spiritu. Oh, Sancto.
Sancto.
Yeah, good. Here we go. A bit faster. One, two.
Sancto Spirit.
Sancto Spirit.
Kim, and I also got a Kim, Kum. So please, sopranos, for me, sing that D on Kum. Can you hear that? Kum.
Kum.
Perfect. Do it like that. Don't do that any differently. That was the one that stuck out. That was the beginning. Same thing. Three, four.
Kum. Santo Spirit.
Front off your teeth, like tu, like you're spitting almost like tu, okay? Because that will keep that u forward. If you do an American T, you're gonna have to diphthong. That's where we get two, because the American T pulls the tongue back. So you need to have the tongue forward, spiritu, tu, spiritu. Okay, good. So we have these two things going on, right? So sopranos. As wonderful as you sound doing your amen, it needs to be half that loud. Okay? Because you're not singing the main themes. Well, so the main themes are Cum Sancto Spiritu in Gloria Dei. If you're singing that and you've got your Cum Sancto Spiritu, that, yes, that's part of it. But when you get to your amen, there are other people singing that. The altos have to sing theirs, the tenors have to sing theirs, and if they have to compete with you, they're going to lose.
So we should be able to hear them.
You should be able to hear them, yes. This is very true. Okay, here we go. Now, tenors, I know we're reading, but as much as you can, give me guts. Give me chest. Ah, hey, cool, cool, ah, ah. Sound. Three, four. Cum Sancto Spiritu, be very good. Ba ba ti ti, and this to be very playful. Da ti da ti da 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 ti da 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 ti. Okay, so even no matter who has it, so altos, if you have yours, Cum Sancto, woo, be very very strong. And tenors, Cum Sancto Spiritu, with point though, so I can hear you. And then the same thing. So the sopranos, then you have your Cum Sancto. Angry angels from on high. And then you guys, Cum Sancto Spiritu. Okay, let's try that. Three, four.
Cum Sancto Spiritu.
Okay, good, good. Now what I don't want is I don't want it to cut. I don't want Cum Sancto Spiritu. I don't want that. Cum Sancto Spiritu. Definitely spit the consonants out, but don't cut off the vowels to do so. Three, four.
Cum Sancto Spiritu.
to change your volume. I don't want it to be quieter. I want it to be more lighthearted. So I don't need it to be quiet. I need it to just be more. I want the contrast of Cum Sancto Spiritu in Gloria Dei. That's it. Cum Sancto Spiritu in Gloria Dei Patri. You can still have the same volume. It's just how you sing it, okay? It's like when things are going, oh, this is going to be this way. No one's like, no. This is fun. This is great. We do this instead. One more time. 3, 4.
Cum Sancto Spiritu.
I hear it being very breathy right now. Cum Sancto Spiritu in Gloria. It's like a lot of eh. Then Cum Sancto Spiritu in Gloria Dei. I still want eh. I still want bite to the sound. Can you hear the tenors? 1, 2, 3.
Cum Sancto Spiritu in Gloria Dei. Patris in Gloria Dei. Patris.
Good. So the s of tris happens at the very, 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 very last second. Not Patris, Amen, Patris, Amen. Okay? Good, that's much better. Still, as much as you can, that was a very individualized effort, and I would like you to sing as a group. Okay? So try to match each other's dynamic and energy and focus. Okay? Here you go. 1, 2, 3. Okay? So Patris, Amen. Ah, then you could right? Because that's no longer about you. Now it's about the sopranos and then the bass. One more time. Here you go, from the beginning. 3, 4. Like, would you all realize you already missed it? This is Kum Sang. Ah! You hear a song and you're not breathing, you're late. So breathe, so Kum, breathe, Sang. Ah! Right? Talking, speaking, just speaking words. Please, like we did before. One, two. Third time's a charm. Do it slow. Okay? One, two. Than you think that it should. I'm not gonna say anything to that. Okay, one, two, cool. Out more than anything else, and it's the only vowel I'm hearing from the soprano section. So either you're all going two, which I don't think is happening, or there's one person who's just nailing that. So just to be sure it's not you, make sure you're singing ooh. It's not you. Sing ooh. Not you. All right, one more time. So, remember, basses, I appreciate that you're coming in at the right time. Great. Can you do it at half that volume? So it's good start. Yeah, I don't mean, yeah, I'm glad you're showing me you got it. Appreciate it. Same thing with sopranos. Your amens need to be quieter, because the poor tenors and altos aren't going to be able to compete. Okay? Here we go. One, two. Is to make sure it doesn't just muddy. And the way it doesn't muddy is if you can keep your focus, even when you're singing piano, if you sing in your throat and you spread this way and go, amen, the pitch gets ambiguous. Amen. Then I get a focus up. So can I hear just, yeah, I'm gonna hear the whole thing. Anyway. Good, that was great. That was much better. One, two. Thank you.
30 and
31. Sure.
Thanks.
Being in the breathy, it's about being focused. So that if you have a more focused sound, not so much body sound, it will actually be clearer, and then we have a clear line without it being overwhelming. Okay, so here we go. 3, 4, 1.
Yeah, all right, so once again, amen, starting with the soprano. 3, 4, 1.
Thank you for the 4 of you that came in. I appreciate that. That is the altos. Altos, you have an amen there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
It's easier to know where to come in when you saw the part before.
I know. I know.
I know.
It's rough. It's really rough what I'm asking you to do. And I apologize, but just try. Okay?
Just get in home.
Because the tenor is saying there,
amen. And you go, ah.
Ooh. Same note. So then so they think,
amen.
That's it. Let me explain first before everybody jumps all over me. Okay, so let's do tenors. Start with the tenors on. 1, 2, 3.
Amen.
You sing amen and not amen, amen. 1, 2, 3. Got there by men, so that's good. Does everyone know what I'm doing here? I'm just doing the amen. I mean, you kind of have to pay attention and count and figure out where those are. Because we know the other stuff. That's easy. This is let's just do the amen. One more time. Top of 43, measure 36. So, 1.
Do it with me and not behind me. You want to sing Patris?
3, 4.
one. Okay, we're just finishing that. Three, four.
Patris, Amen, Amen, Amen.
Good. Everybody, top of 43. No, just everything. Everything. Starting with the album. Boom. Three, four. So soprano is you sing Okay, just sing that please. Amen. One. Visual here if you need it.
We do.
Here we go. Starting with altos. Measure 36. Three, four. Down this way. Now, it's flat. Oh, you got to put the breath down. Okay, here we go. Same thing, tenors. 3, 4, 1. 1, 2. Good. Okay? Basses. 1, 2, 3. Connected to your chest as well as your throat. So if I hear it's too, you want that brightness, but want it from here. Amen. It's going to be a more complete sound. One more time. 1, 2, 3. Sancto Spiritu in gloria. It's this way. Cum Sancto Spiritu. Not cum Sancto Spiritu. One more time. 1, 2, 3.
Cum Sancto Spiritu in gloria.
Good. Tenors, if you don't get anything else, can I please get that ah on the second to last measure to come out? Yeah, so you got the E.
Amen.
Yeah, because you're the only ones doing it. Well, the soprano does too, but we'll hear that. But they're not singing ah. They're on their ah already. Good, one more time. 1, 2, 3. Almost a little bit that high. So, can we start with the sopranos at measure 72?
Amen.
So the tenors are going to have the amen, right? You got that? Maybe? Okay. On measure 72, middle of page 46. Ever come in when you come in. 3, 4.
Cool. Cum Sancto Spiritu.
page. Can I hear basses? Make sure that you're decrescendo. Cum sancto spiritu, cum sancto spiritu. Okay? That's the top of page 46, measure
68. Can we do 67?
Sure, you can do 67. Oh yeah, it's beating better. Yeah, it's the same idea. Cum sancto spiritu, cum sancto spiritu. He plagiarized it. And one.
Glory, 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 glory
bottom of 44, starting with the bass.
Move that slowly, slowly.
One, two. So in the bottom of page 44, measure 55. Okay? Got it? Nobody came in, so I wasn't sure what happened. One, two.
Because
they have to go on.
I'm sorry, Eric, is that note you're talking about, is it the third beat of measure 63?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
It's not the E sharp, which would make sense. It's the E before that, because that creates the dissonance that's going to resolve.
Okay, so let's
see. So that's why I just wanted to do a little bit of a lean into that. Okay. All right. So let's try this again, shall we? From the middle of 44 at measure 50, basses, I really need that. Cum sancto spirito. And it really, at the beginning, cum sancto spirito. And then back off. Because they have to come in. Cum sancto. They're going to come in and do this. But it needs to come out. So I'm at the bottom of page 45. You see where I'm at? That needs to be. Forte, you can make it.
Yeah.
But not spirito. Just a cum sancto spirito. Cum sancto. Just so it comes out. Okay, here we go. Engine pick. 1, 2, 3.
Thank you.
Okay, before the bass is panning, if you look below Deo, at the very bottom there, there's a parentheses and rests. If you don't want to sing all the way up on that E flat and the F, you don't have to. Okay?
Where are you?
I'm on page, I'm at measure 42, 43, 44, 40, measure 43.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, no, 44. Yeah. So, I mean, play it again for me, please. So. Yeah, so if you don't want to do that F, you don't have to.
They got rest written
down. Yep, they got rest written down there. Which is, I don't know if that's this copy or if he actually did that. I'm guessing he did. I guess he expected steady basses to sing up there. But notice altos.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get to go down. Yay! And be singing with the tenor. The only thing I ask is don't go, Chelsea's there. Don't make a big thing out of it. All right, so here we go, Gloria.
Thank you.
just the basis. From the end to the tail. One, two, three. Okay. read?
So it should be et in terra.
The ra doesn't come later. It's, everyone has it terra. Okay? And make sure it's ra, terra. Okay? Even if you can't do it, pretend. One, two, three. Yeah. Excelsis. Say Excelsis.
Excelsis.
Still here. Excelsis. Excelsis.
Excelsis.
So if you listen to an Italian speaking English, they have to put a little shadow of vowel because they don't like the vowels, the consonants together. So you think of the la. Excelsis. Excelsis. Say Excelsis. Good. Now sing that at four. Okay. One, two, three.
Glory.
I like it. You doubled down. That's good. I appreciate that. Chelsea. My throat went really close. Chelsea. Go somewhere. So it's Gloria in Excelsis. Okay? Two, three.
Gloria in Excelsis.
There it is.
In Excelsis. In Excelsis.
I'd pay money to hear that. Good. All right, so if you look. You did? I didn't, so that's all right. So if you look a little bit further into this, just notice as we go on at number five. All right, are you all on page five?
Yes.
You're on the same page number two?
Yes.
But it's just, you know, so things calm down a little bit after all that big boisterous stuff we did, and it becomes very, very bare bones. And then notice that in six at measure 123, on page six at 123, mm-hmm. and 122 and 121, there's an alto split. So you see it? Good. At 129, we have the sopranos and tenors, they do their thing together. And then if you turn the page at 153, altos and then basses do the same thing.
Wow, cool.
That's when you run out of ideas. So at number eight, notice we've got splits again. Once again, it's a bass split. So it should be tenors, bass one, bass two. Okay? And then it's an alto split, okay? So we have sopranos, alto one, alto two. If there are any soprano twos who would rather sing alto one, you are certainly feel free to join them. But make a decision, make a choice. Don't just kind of go back and forth. So either decide to sing with them or you decide to sing with sopranos. And then as you go on, you see that continues. And it's the splits stay the same. Whoa, sorry. I got ahead of myself. Sorry. So 163 and then 165, we have soprano split. So never mind what I said about singing with the alto ones. Don't. Sing by yourself. Right. So 163. So I have soprano split, right? And alto split. And bass split.
Wait, 163?
No, 165. Sorry. 3, 5, it's all the same. I'm sure confused everybody. You know where I am now?
Yes.
I'm on page 8 at the bottom, measure 165. Okay, I have a soprano split, I have an alto split, I have a bass split. Got it?
Yes.
Good. And then that continues. Yay. And then we have, notice it's altos and basses at 9.
Yeah. We're in unison there.
What?
We're in unison there, basically. We're singing the altos.
No, you have to sing a different part. Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Just no bass.
Just don't be singing it exact. I out those and basses, sing that, please. 9. 1. Oh. 1, 2, 1. One more time. Because guess what? Everybody gets to do it then after that. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 1. Soprano ones I'm gonna have. Whoever can get it, go get it.
All you need is one.
What?
I said all you need is
all
one.
All we need is one. Yep.
That's a soprano split, but the altos are sitting on the toes.
Yes.
The stem is down. Yep. Yeah.
Well, the last note.
Yeah.
Yeah. But before that, the middle part is not an alto part. It's a soprano. Okay, and then tenors, same thing, you got your split? Yeah. Okay. I don't want to torture you.
No, thank you.
So let's look at number 2, page 16, 13. That's number 13. The tenor bass, and then the tenor bass split. Okay? So, can I hear that? Go on. 2, 3. Do. I'm going to say chelestis just so we can keep it all the same. Chelestis. Yeah, just because I want to keep it unified. I don't want to mess with a different pronunciation. Lex chelestis instead of chelestis. If you really want to do chelestis, I guess you could do it. It's not going to make that much of a difference, but don't care. Whatever you want to do. So can I hear that, please? Turn the basses. 2, 3. Bass 2, sorry. Space one. Tenor two. Okay. Ugh, I wish I didn't do that. Tenor one. I'm not leaving you out, just give me a minute. Here we go. Bass two. Bass one. Tenor two. Nice. Now let's go from the beginning. Let's see if we can get to that. One, two, three. Don't change that.
Okay.
I'm not gonna force the tenor twos to go up to the F here. I think we're lucky that they stay on the E flat.
So can we go once?
Yes, of course. Tenor ones go, just switch that.
Yes.
So you're just saying, E flat, F, F, F. Yeah. I'll write to Rudder and make sure he's okay with it. But I think he's traveling a lot, so we might not get it before the concert, so who knows. Deus. Can I hear the tenors? Okay. Deus. Hey, two, three.
Deus, Padre,
okay?
So the ohm should be a unison F.
Yeah.
Ohm is a unison F.
Yeah, I don't want to go up there. That was me. So I don't want to move up there now. So it's on you. You guys have to do it. Here we go, ready?
Okay.
Tenors and altos. Two, three. two, three. Domine.
Yeah. Thank you, Jane.